WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. The days are numbered for the Texas World Speedway, albeit many days away.
College Station's Interim Director of Planning and Development, Lance Sims, says the proposed master plan community just outside the South City limits would eventually replace the racetrack.
All the dirt work, you know, involved, and I'm sure you've seen the racetrack, but it's a banked, you know, I believe it's a 2 mile oval banked structure, and so there's a lot of dirt work eventually that would have to happen to make this development complete.
Sim says the developer did a market study that indicated it would take 15 years to complete the $513 million project. It would include nearly 1,400 single-family homes, among other things. Sim says the developer wants to start construction on the so-called Speedway District in 2015 or 16. That's contingent on the city council and the state approving a municipal utility district. The council holds a public hearing on the 27th. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks to the success of South by Southwest, the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau may have their foot in the door for bringing UIL events to town. CVB President Shannon Overby talked about the UIL during the last College Station City Council meeting 2 weeks ago.
They stay in Austin. They don't really look at other communities, and we have chiseled away at them.
Now, the UIL is considering a new location and or date of future boys basketball tournaments. Organizers say they've drawn as many as 100,000. Since South by Southwest has grown, basketball attendance has dropped to below 70,000. Organizers say the festival has made it hard to find affordable lodging around Austin. A subcontractor for BTU had nearly $10,000 in stolen equipment and materials returned. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says three people were caught at a recycler in North Bryan.
The same afternoon, they reported to us that someone was there trying to sell that wire. And so we responded rather quickly, and as a result of that, we've arrested three individuals and charged them with the theft.
Charged with burglary and theft were 32-year-old Christine Belford, 29-year-old Carl McGuire, and 22-year-old Dylan Clay, all from Bryan. Kirk says they asked the recycler to be on the lookout for almost 300 feet of aluminum wire. Deputies also recovered bolt cutters, come-alongs, stands, pulleys, and batteries. Two 20-year-old motorcyclists from near Lincoln, Nebraska, weren't able to outrun College Station police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says public assistance helped catch the bikers who were being pursued by patrol after running a stop sign at Holloman and Eleanor Tuesday afternoon.
We had some pedestrians in the area, pointed the officers in the right direction. We were able to locate both motorcycles and take both drivers into custody for the felony offense of evading arrest in a vehicle.
According to the arrest report, one of the bikers was going 80 miles an hour through the neighborhood. In an unrelated case, a car burglar working at 3:30 Wednesday morning was seen. The witness called 911, and in 4 minutes, police arrived at Cross Street between Tauber and College Main in the Northgate District. 19-year-old Tobias Brown of Bryan was arrested for breaking into a car and an SUV. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 43 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is 610. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today. High temperatures are probably going to be somewhere around 65 later this afternoon after a cool start. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight, 45. Clouds will continue to move in from the south and west tomorrow. We could see a stray shower during the day. Highs will be up around 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow night. There's the chance of a shower. Lows near 55. Clouds and scattered showers Saturday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for KO once again this morning. The 23rd-ranked Texas A&M baseball team returned to action last night, yesterday afternoon. They played UT Pan American at Bluebell Park. I'll tell you how well they did. And Aggie basketball is getting geared up to play in the SEC tournament today. Hopefully the Aggies can get a win against Missouri. I'll tell you what time you can catch that game. And a lot of moving and shaking going on in the NFL free agency. All that more coming up in sports.
So I like the choice of words. I guess there's really not a better word when you talked about how the burglar was at work while he was burgling the car. I mean, I guess that's work. You kind of think of work being going someplace at an appointed time and getting paid for what you do, which I guess indirectly he was attempting. But leave me alone, I'm working here. You know, just thought it was a little unusual. And 80 miles an hour
The
neighborhood.
Yeah, I think I read correctly. It was 35 miles an hour posted.
Yeah, I heard him yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, sounded like it, yeah.
Wow, really.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. We got sound effects right here. It's like the police academy guy, you know. And, all right, after a year of watching her waistline expand, a 57-year-old Brazilian woman finally consulted doctors when it hit 52 inches.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, really. At what point? I'm okay at 47, but 52 is the tipping point. Anyway, they discovered the cause. It was an 88-pound tumor.
Ooh.
Ooh. Full of mucus. The woman, who was overweight anyway, had a few other symptoms. She was feeling heaviness in her stomach. This thing measured 16.5 inches by 15.5 inches by 11 inches. After it was removed, the woman underwent chemo because the tumor had shown some early signs of cancer. Today, she's fine.
That's great.
I'm fine. All I need to do is take out this 88-pound tumor.
In addition to paying for those hospital bills, she's got to buy an entirely new wardrobe.
You're right. That's true.
We got a lot of info.
Well, and, you know, Brazil probably doesn't have Obamacare, so as a result, yeah, there's no telling what she had to pay for that.
Is it Maduro care over there?
Well, yeah.
I'm not up on my geopolitical.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
This time with us, it's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Imagine this. Surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain, and for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. It is day 72. We got 293 of them to go. It's March the 13th. Beware the Ides of March is coming up in 2 days. Just want to let you know. Popcorn Lovers Day today. Now, I don't know if it needs to be just plain popcorn or, you know, you can do that other stuff where you pour things on it, like cheese, butter-flavored syrup that you can get at the movie theater. Caramel, that's always good.
Yeah, drizzle.
I like
on.
Putting M&Ms in mine.
M&Ms in the popcorn.
Yeah, but if it's too hot, I mean, it gets a little messy. But
it does.
It's good stuff, though.
Yeah. Parmesan cheese. That's kind of fun to do, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's also Good Samaritan Involvement Day. That's all right. It's Ken Day, having to do with the doll.
Okay.
It's World Kidney Day. I wouldn't suggest you take your kidney out. You know, to lunch, but unless it's inside you. Anyway, it's also Canine Veterans Day, so good at them. And for birthdays.
For birthdays today, Emil Hirsch is turning 29. He was in Speed Racer. He was also in The Girl Next Door, Alpha Dog, and Into the Wild, that little biography thing that they had about Christopher McCandless.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Masterson is turning 38. He played Hyde on That 70s Show, and he's on Minute Work on TBS right now, that TV show. Common is 42 today.
Common.
He's a rapper, and he's also an actor. He's been in a bunch of different movies. He's also in one of my favorite shows right now. If I can remember it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, it's on AMC. It's a good show, but he's in there.
Get back to us on that.
Yeah. Okay. Adam Clayton is 54, YouTube bassist.
Uh-huh.
Dana Delaney is 58. Now, she was on, she's on ABC's Body of Proof now.
Right.
She was on Desperate Housewives, but I mean, she looks really good for 58.
Yep. China Beach. She was in that.
Yeah, yeah. China Beach. William H. Macy is turning 64. Yeah. He's one of my favorites.
Oh, he's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless is his TV show right now, and it's pretty funny stuff.
And he always seems like he's in, I don't know, just kind of supporting roles, but he's always does a really good job.
He does. I agree. I would agree.
And Hell on Wheels is the name of the show that I was looking for.
Oh,
there.
All right.
Just FYI.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Also, we got Neil Sedaka. Breaking Up is Hard to Do. Lots of other stuff. He played here one time. 75 years old. Mike Stoller, who's written a ton of songs. Lieber and Stoller is the group. Charles Krauthammer, you see him on Fox News. He's 64. And he's really been dead for a long, 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 long time. L. Ron Hubbard's birthday was today. Scientology dude, you know, Dianetics and all that kind of stuff.
Ran out of thetans.
Yeah. Okay, there you go, 6:17.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A brand new Wall Street Journal NBC poll finds that Barack Obama's approval rating has slipped to the lowest in his presidency. Just 41% of Americans approve the job that Obama's doing, compared to 54% who disapprove of his handling of the presidency. By the way, his approval rating on the Fox poll was 38%. Now, this has the potential to impact Democrats running in November. Why? Because Obama is seen as what he is, a toxic politician. Only 22% of Americans say that his endorsement of a candidate would make them more likely to support that candidate. Also, an amazing 65% of Americans believe that America's on the wrong track. Now, this is where Republicans, they could shine. They can offer bold solutions that would get America back on track. Those bold ideas could make this a game changer, a huge game changer.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Years ago, I had this old 1970 Ford Maverick, and it had a manual transmission. I remember my friends pushing it, me popping the clutch as a way to start it. Now, thank God we have new technology. You can start your car with a push of a button. Now, the same thing with backing up your computer files. You can do it manually with DVDs, external drives. That's not good enough anymore. You cannot risk losing these important computer files. With Carbonite, they are the online backup total solution. You set it up once, Carbonite backs up your files automatically to their cloud. All of your files are safe, encrypted, and stored safely off-site. You need to get Carbonite, plus it's a great value, backing up all your business computers, your servers, as well as plans for your home computer as well. I love Carbonite. I trust Carbonite. They're the best. Go to their website, Carbonite.com, today. Type in the offer code Hannity. You get a free trial, and by the way, no credit card required. Plus, you're going to get 2 free bonus months with your subscription. Remember, back up those computer files at work and home at Carbonite.com, offer code Hannity.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2014 Accord, Civic, Odyssey, and CRV. Or get a great lease deal of $199 per month for 36 months. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Emily Sapien. At first, I thought I just had a sore throat, but it didn't go away. I was diagnosed with cancer. St. Joseph helped me make the best of my chemotherapy treatments. And best of all, I am now in remission and back to watching my son play football. St. Joseph gave me something to cheer about.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
A new disclosure from GM. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. General Motors says its internal investigation into faulty ignition switches turned up a 2001 report that documented an ignition switch problem with the Saturn Ion before the vehicle was ever produced for sale. That suggests GM knew about the defect 3 years earlier than previously reported. JCPenney is going to relaunch the home goods sections in its department stores. Penney has brought back much of the affordable merchandise removed by by former CEO Ron Johnson, who brought in more trendy goods. That move failed to attract new shoppers and turned off a lot of long-time customers. If you're applying for a job, your resume will likely make a good impression if it includes the words achieved, improved, trained, mentored, or managed. Hiring managers tell Career Builder those are strong words they like to see. Avoid terms like best of breed, go-getter, and think outside the box. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it. I put my name
on it.
Boy, we've got some strange commercials from those folks.
That's just what he meant.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, then we got that. We did, you know, the shake on hair thing.
Yes.
I don't know. It's it's the Wall Street Journal. I don't know. Anyhow, so getting paid on your way to work might sound too good to be true, but it's interestingly popular in Europe as long as you commute on a bike. Now, already employers in Britain, Belgium, and the Netherlands reward their employees for every kilometer and mile that they pedal into the office, and some French workers could soon receive the same benefit under a new plan that was proposed last week by the transportation minister. I was in Holland a couple of years ago in October. Now, it's not necessarily pleasant here in October. But over there, it's really not. But you see people on bikes out in the countryside in the middle of nowhere. I mean, where they got to go at least 15, 20 kilometers just to get to the next place. And there's, you know, old people my age doing that kind of stuff. So it is a little bit different there. But again, France is looking at the idea of reimbursing employees anywhere from 29 to 35 cents a kilometer. In Belgium, they make 29 cents a kilometer. In 2009, the IRS added bicycle commuting reimbursement benefits. So it's already on the books there that allows employers to reimburse bikers up to $20 a month for flat tires and other expenses. Now, it's fine that we're talking about this in March, but you know, in July, and you're going to commute on a bike? Is anybody going to want to sit next to you in the next cubicle? I mean, you know.
No.
Let's talk about the reality of the situation.
We had a DJ on Candy 95 briefly think she was going to ride a bike, and Mr. Down said, you better think twice about that. You haven't experienced Texas summers.
You know.
She did it once.
Really? For a while, Tom did this. Tom rode his bike to work.
Well, it's a little different at 4 in the morning.
It is. It's a little bit different 4 in the morning. He did it for about 2 weeks. But, you know, he'd bring the bike up in the elevator, and he had it sit in the room and watch him do the show, and so it was fine. But, yeah.
Actually, sorry, Scott.
No.
I had a teacher in high school, and he used to be a track coach. He was really big, and he was in track in college. He would run to school in the morning from his house.
Yeah.
He would jog, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles, and then he would ride his bike. And, I mean, he would do all of this before class started. Then he would take a shower, of course.
Okay, yeah, well, having those facilities does make
a difference.
You know, you make yourself socially acceptable after you've done this. But, again, but only $20 a month here in the United States for that, and that's to fix flats or whatever. And, again, I'm sure that in Seattle they do that a lot, and I know in Colorado people are on bikes a whole lot. And biking, there are a lot of people who bike around here, too, but it's just – you know, part of the year, it's just kind of difficult to be doing that. And I'm thinking at the end of a long day, are you going to want to climb on the bike and drive home in the traffic or whatever that we have here? Just saying, it's different in the Netherlands and Belgium than it would be in U.S. America.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Come out to the Nissan Now sales event and check out the 2014 Maxima. We have new Maxima S models for just $24,991. You'll love the comfort and performance. So come test drive your new Maxima today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $3,000 customer cash plus $500 in MAC. Must finance with NMAC. Two at this price. Model code 16114.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Mostly sunny, kind of breezy today. It won't be nearly what we were dealing with yesterday, so that'll make it kind of nice. But anyhow, it looks like good temperatures actually for the rest of the week as we move on. 66 today. Low temperature tonight around 46. It'll be 67 tomorrow on Friday to start the weekend. Slight chance of showers. And then there'll be a 30% chance of rain on Saturday with a high of 73. About 71 for Sunday. And then the sunshine comes back with temperatures around 65 as we begin next week. Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 3. 70% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 39.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Can you answer the question, what is your true calling in life? And then the next question is, are you doing it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business. Step one is to know your website score. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com to instantly get your free website score and analysis. It's a free service from Boostability. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, myfreewebsitereport.com. How do you feel about work and success?
A lot of us are taught at the earliest ages, you know, you got to put your shoulder into the plow and you got to work a 12-hour day. And the more tired you are when you come home, the more successful you are. My experience is that that's just not true.
David Howitt, author of the book Heed Your Call, says success comes much easier when you find your true purpose.
And it may be that we have to try on a few coats, that you need to check out a few things before you find what is right. But once you do, you'll find that the universe will conspire to work with you. You'll feel like things are happening easier. Mentors and guides will show up because, as the Buddha say, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. That's when folks can really come around and start to help you if you open yourself up to it. And in my experience and the experience of those that I've worked with is that that in fact does happen.
It's important to consider how you'll look back at your life when the time comes.
And I've done some research on this and read a lot about hospice workers. And when they sit with the dying, there's a few common themes. And, you know, one of them is not, boy, I wish I wouldn't have tried that out. It didn't work for me. The most common themes are, I played it safe. I let fear and scarcity and the need for certainty dictate what I did. And as a result, I never lived. And to me, that's losing.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for your entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MaraEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 30% fewer spectators at the state high school boys basketball tournament has organizers contemplating changing the dates and or locations. That would play into the hands of the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau at the last College Station City Council meeting. CVB President Shannon Overby says they've been pitching the UIL to use the facilities at A&M for all statewide events.
Bobby Beiser, who serves on our board, has helped us in bringing over the UIL planners to see the facilities on campus immediately after we signed the agreement, and that was for music and theater, academic, and sports. So it was for all of it, and they were very excited, so we certainly see some potential there.
Back in Austin, the South by Southwest Festival has reduced attendance at the boys' basketball tournament from 100,000 to 70,000. Tournament organizers say it's due to the supply of affordable lodging. The clock is now running for the Houston developer, who is receiving up to $5 million in future sales tax money from the city of Bryan. Wednesday was opening day for the new Walmart at West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. City Councilman Chuck Conderlow on WTAW's The Infomaniac says this has been needed for 30 years.
There's no money coming out of a taxpayer's pocket, and here you have Walmart coming in that is an anchor. And Scott, I would love to tell you the two major things that are coming in by Walmart, but I can't. This is a big game changer for West Side. It's not just a grocery store. It's an anchor to bring in other businesses and other jobs and other opportunities for people in the area to live and work in Bryan.
The city's agreement with the developer covers any sales tax drop at the Walmart on Briarcrest. The bottom line is the developer has 15 years to collect the $5 million. A proposed master plan community just outside the South City limits of College Station would eventually replace the Texas World Speedway.
Developers of the so-called Speedway District told Interim Director of Planning and Development Lance Sims it would take 15 years to complete the $513 million project. Contingent on the city council and state approving a municipal utility district, Sims says the city and the developer would move on other agreements. One involves annexation.
I don't have specifics on that yet, but I will tell you that you know, longer term, the area was planned to be annexed anyway, and so we'll negotiate the terms of specifics through that strategic partnership agreement.
Another takes up land use regulations.
In many cases, this property will function as if it is inside the city in terms of, you know, zoning and land use and development standards, you know, whether it's streets or sidewalks or water or sewer lines or whatever.
The council holds a public hearing in 2 weeks. If approved, it would include nearly 1,400 single-family homes, retail stores, a business park, an elementary school, 2 recreation centers, 3 parks, and more than 5 miles of walking trails. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police received public assistance in arresting someone accused of breaking into 2 cars in the Northgate District and catching 2 Nebraska motorcyclists who ran a stop sign, then attempted to run away from officers. Early Wednesday morning, Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 911 received a call from a witness watching what was taking place on Cross Street between College Main and Tauber.
The person calling into our dispatch at that point had seen an individual going around trying door handles. Saw this person enter into his friend's vehicle, so he knew that person had no right to be there. He contacted our dispatch. He stayed on the line. He was able to provide a very detailed description and direction of travel.
Officers responded in 4 minutes and stopped a man wearing clothing to what was reported, then arrested 19-year-old Tobias Brown of Bryan on 2 counts of burglary of a motor vehicle. 3 loud motorcyclists caught the attention of College Station police Tuesday afternoon. 3 officers saw the bikes run a stop sign at Holloman and Eleanor near the Lincoln Recreation Center. After the bikers saw the officers, they split up and accelerated. Police credit the help of pedestrians in stopping 2 of the 3 bikers. The 20-year-olds, visiting College Station from the Lincoln, Nebraska area, were arrested for evading arrest. 1 officer indicated speeds reached 80 miles per hour. The 3rd motorcyclist was not caught. 3 Bryan residents are arrested after attempting to sell approximately $10,000 of stolen equipment and materials Tuesday. Sheriff Chris Kirk says a North Bryan recycler was asked to be on the lookout for the property stolen from a BTU subcontractor working northeast of Bryan near Walker Settlement Cemetery.
You know, they were all related to a wireline project out there. They were tools and batteries and then some electrical wire and lines and some of the equipment that they need to install that.
Kirk says they received a call from the recycler the same afternoon about an attempt to sell similar items. Officers were told three suspects sold nearly 300 feet of aluminum wire out of their truck. Inside the truck, officers found a receipt and more equipment from the subcontractor. 32-year-old Christine Belford and 29-year-old Carl McGuire and 22-year-old Dylan Clay were charged with burglary and theft. Belford and Clay were also charged with possession of methamphetamine. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by MRI Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call if you've got a problem. You know, if your unit's gone out, they'll give you a loaner that gets you up and running again while they fix your 690-2278.
High pressure continues to keep our weather nice today, but clouds are going to be moving in from the south and west, and they'll continue to move in into the weekend. Today, sunshine with a high very close to 65 degrees. Turning partly cloudy tonight, lows near 45. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower, 65. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, a low of 55. Cloud Saturday, the chance for a shower, highs anywhere from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball hit the field yet again yesterday. I'll tell you just how well they did. And softball did as well up in South Carolina. And I'll tell you how well the Maroon and White did. Some Aggies receiving some Southeastern Conference recognition, which is always a plus. And I'll tell you who all got what. Some NBA scores from last night as well. All that more coming up in sports.
So, it's been in the law. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said we're going to have to pass it before we know what's in it, so we can know what's in it? Latest chapter of that. Latest chapter of that coming up yesterday. The Wall Street Journal reported, and not very many other people had found it, that in there, in that little package there that we call the Affordable Care Act, that actually they would go ahead and extend it, the individual mandate, through 2016. They're going to go ahead and make that change now. They're going to do that for you. Rush is going to talk today about certain medications for seniors that they were going to take off the list. And so it's once again not a very good day for Obamacare. And then they take Kathleen Sebelius and they bring her up before the panel. That was a good time yesterday. And as a matter of fact, I got a quote from one of them. Well, first, here's some audio. Here's some audio from, I think this is the senator from Georgia, talking to Kathleen Sebelius yesterday about Obamacare.
You mentioned in your opening remarks 4.2 million people have signed up on the exchange, and I want to get to some of the concerns that others have. How many of those that have signed up, that have enrolled in Obamacare, have paid their premium?
I can't tell you that, sir, because I don't know that.
How can it be that HHS, in charge of this program, cites a number, 4.2 million people signed up, but has no idea how many people have paid?
Because the consumers don't pay us. They pay their insurance company. We can tell you who has enrolled. We get information now in aggregate form of the customers who qualify for a tax credit. Not all their customers do.
How many of those, of the 4.2, were previously insured?
I do not know that, sir.
Isn't it true that many members of Congress are in that 4.2 million? We had insurance before. We were forced off that.
I assume if you have signed up on the exchange, you are in that number. Yes, sir.
So she has no idea. All she knows is they're not going to make the number that they were supposed to. First, they promised 7, as we talked about yesterday. Now they're going to be excited if they get to 6 million, and they're not there yet, and she doesn't know how many people have paid. But that's okay.
Assuming she's not faking it, there's ignorance, yeah. And then there's willful ignorance.
Right. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Another member of the panel yesterday from the House of Representatives, quote, "So much of the original promise of the Affordable Care Act has been undermined by faulty implementation. Instead of circling the wagons against all the political arrows that are shot against this plan, we need a little more accountability, and we need to ensure that the next enrollment period is not handled as poorly as the last one." The Speaker? The liberal Lloyd Doggett from Austin.
Oh, geez.
I mean, when you got one of your own saying this yesterday, that just, you know, they don't have many friends left.
It's dissension amongst the ranks.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Why are you saying that? Why would you do that? Yeah. Now, this was Spanish language, but the president went on a Spanish language media, and in that interview, when questioned about how a low-income family is supposed to be able to afford the policies within Obamacare, well, he offered various things that they could do. He said, quote, "If you looked at their cable bill, their telephone, their cell phone bill, it may turn out it's just they haven't prioritized health care." The president of U.S. America said that. If you can't afford health care, it's because you're spending too much on your cable bill.
I don't have a problem with what he's saying. He's just 5 years late. If he had said this in 2009, uh-huh. There'd be no point to have the Affordable Care Act.
You're exactly right. He says if a family member gets sick, then you'd wish that you'd paid that $300.
That's very true.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting he does it on the Spanish language network first, kind of rolls that trial watermelon out there to see what people do to that. And but he is. He's calling for responsibility. Which
is great.
Which is great. Which speaks to another situation that, considering who he is, what a great opportunity he had to bring this country together from day one. He could have spoken in terms that no other president before him had to a group that had felt disenfranchised, and yet rather than bring people in and solve problems together, all he has done is, you know, go back to being the community organizer and actually causing people to become split apart over this. And you're right. He is asking for responsibility from these people. Why won't he say that in English? Why won't he say that in English? The White House is pushing back on criticism of what the president said, noting that many families are getting subsidies that allow them to sign up for the policies at $100 a month or less. And Democrats who keep wondering why a number of their signature issues don't resound with a lot of folks should probably take a look at the Gallup poll, the latest one which has come out, because they ask U.S. Americans the top issues that concern them. It's the economy, federal spending and budget deficit, health care, and unemployment. The lowest ranking among the people: illegal immigration, the environment, climate change, and race relations.
So the other half of that is, why are the Republicans doing so poorly on those topics?
The reason is that they have not been able to put together, and I don't understand, they got plenty of money, they can put together issues. What happens is Americans respond more to issues of the heart rather than the head.
That makes sense.
And the Republicans have a lot of issues that are of the head rather than the heart. And so they look at Republicans as being mean and nasty and vile for doing that. But in fact, they are, through their pragmatism, wanting to develop programs that have a heart. So they do. They have to find a message. And that may, in fact, be, while it's not an easy message because it's libertarian, which is less government, Rand Paul is finding a way to resonate with young people. And, you know, we talked about it earlier this week. He was in Berkeley. He was at Berkeley raising money. Yeah. And so, you know, there would have been a time you'd think that no Republican would be able to go out there and do that. But the fact that he has that libertarian feel, that libertarian vibe, makes him, you know, somebody who can go there and possibly do well.
Well, Pops Paul is pretty he's pretty popular with the younger crowd as well.
Very true. It's just he was a little weird. You know what I'm saying? He's a little bit weird. And also the problem I
think from a defense standpoint, you know, he really wants us to be isolationists. And I know that a lot of Americans don't necessarily resonate with that. But again, I would guess that probably there are a lot of young people who do like the isolationist thing.
Let's well, and non-intervention, too.
Sure, yeah, the non-intervention thing.
Yeah, because isolation implies economics.
True. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel had Rick Perry on.
Oh,
yep. He's in Austin all this week for the South by Southwest
thing. Oh, that's right.
Yep. And so he asked him about running for president, and Governor Goodhair just kind of chuckled a little bit and asked if he would run again. He said, America is a great place for second chances.
Okay. That should remove most of the doubt.
That's true. Well, you can't count the third races, though. Third chances, though, right? You get one, two.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $3 on Duracell ProCell LED light bulbs now through March 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 15th, it's Texas Native and Other Adapted Plants. Explore the positives and pitfalls of landscaping with both native and adapted plants this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Late March and April spell the return of prime planting time for warm season turf grasses in Texas, first in South Texas, then farther north as it warms up. While some people have been sodding successfully already this spring, you don't get really good growth and reestablishment until the soil begins to warm up significantly. Most turf authorities will suggest late March in South Texas, mid-April as the best time in central to north central Texas, and then mid to late April in north Texas, the panhandle. That being the case, and in the event that you're trying to start part or all of a new lawn, let's list some of the details of how to do it right after this important message. Ongoing drought has weakened lawns, and that makes it easier for water-hogging weeds to take over this spring. Fight back now with Scott's Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer. Applied now, it will prevent crabgrass and other spring and summer weeds from germinating. It's important that your water allocation be given to your lawn and not to the weeds. Halts from Scott's prevents crabgrass and other weeds, but only if you apply it before the weed seeds start to sprout. It forms a barrier on top of the soil. Weed seeds can't get a start, but only if you apply it before they start to germinate. This is a weed preventer. It does not control established weeds. Scott's Halts brand Crabgrass Preventer can be applied alone, or it can be applied the same day as other lawn care products. Rain after you apply Halts won't affect the performance. Do not seed or sod for 4 growing months following the application. One bag will treat up to 5,000 square feet. It's available at major retailers across Texas. Read and follow label directions for best results. For more information, go to Scotts.com, Scott's Halts Crabgrass Preventer. If you're thinking about planting new turf grass this year, start by killing all undesirable vegetation. This is the best time to get rid of Dallas grass, nutsedge, tenacious broadleafed weeds, and other invaders. You need to do that a couple of weeks before you start planting. You probably want to give the weeds just a few more weeks to establish themselves so you have a lot of leaf area to make contact with your spray. Have your weeds identified accurately by a local nurseryman and buy the appropriate herbicide. People make a lot of mistakes on weed killers. Most will need 10 to 15 days to kill out the weeds. Don't mow for a few days before or after you apply weed killers, and don't rototill until they're completely dead. Good soil preparation is the key to getting any new lawn going. Rototill to a depth of 4 to 6 inches. Rear tine tillers work best. That's because they break the soil into finer particles. While we don't have to add organic matter to get our grasses established, it certainly can't hurt if you choose to. But I don't necessarily recommend it. You want to rake the tilled soil to a smooth grade that drains away from your house. Using the back of a garden rake usually is the easiest way to do that. Turn it upside down. In the process, you'll also want to remove rocks and roots and building debris.
You'll actually do the same degree of soil preparation no matter how you intend to start your new grass, be it from seed or sod or plugs or by hydromulching. The groundwork is the same in each instance, and at that point you'll be ready to choose your grass and start planting. Common Bermuda grass is most commonly planted from seed sown at the rate of 2 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It can also be plugged, solid sodded, or hydromulched. The seed is very tiny. The various hybrid dwarf Bermudas don't come true from seed, so they must be planted vegetatively. That's either from sod or from plugs, or by hydromulching. St. Augustine is planted from sod or plugs, as are the zoysias. Now, buffalo grass can be seeded, but you want to get Prairie or 609 if you're just determined to grow buffalo grass. Problem is that Bermuda grass will invade it. It's not a good idea in most cases. And then fescue is seeded in early fall. Neil Sperry, Great Potting Soils in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The 23rd-ranked Texas A&M baseball team saddled Texas Pan American with a 6-2 loss yesterday at Bluebell Park. Aggie-designated hitter Hunter Melton went 2-for-3 at the plate with a double, 2 runs, and 2 RBI, while second baseman Patrick McClendon went 2-for-4 with a triple, 2 runs, and a ribby. Here's Coach Childress after the win.
The biggest challenge, like I said last night, is for us to come out and validate last night's performance, and I felt like we did. I thought we pitched the ball, played great defense, and our offensive approach was very good. Obviously, a completely different day today than it was yesterday based on the wind, but felt like our swings were flat. We committed to, you know, in the middle of the field, took our walks, and created, set up some innings for ourselves. But, you know, proud of our guys.
Your coach mentioning the wind. There was a lot of it yesterday. The Aggies have won 6 of their last 7. They'll kick off conference play this weekend on the road against Auburn. Game 1 in that series is scheduled for tomorrow night at 6, with coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, 13th-ranked Aggie softball was also in action yesterday, topping the College of Charleston 11-2 in South Carolina. Freshman Suzanne White blasted a pinch-hit grand slam for the Maroon and White, who will continue their tour of the Palmetto State with a weekend series against South Carolina. Game 1 against the Gamecocks is scheduled for 6 p.m. tomorrow on the Zone HD 95.1-3. A few Aggies receiving Southeastern Conference recognition. Women's tennis player Christina Stanku was named the SEC's Player of the Week, while teammate Saska Gavrilovska was selected SEC Freshman of the Week. Golfer Mariposa Navarro was also recognized as the conference's Freshman of the Week in women's golf. The Texas A&M men's basketball team is taking on Missouri this afternoon at the SEC tournament in Atlanta. The Maroon and White enter the tourney as a number 9 seed, while the Tigers come in at number 8. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy yesterday.
We just played Missouri about, it seems like, just the other day. It's going to be a quick turnaround, but I think we're very familiar with them. We're minus one of our guys, but that seems to have been the case all this season right now. Jamal Jones has been sick, and we're hoping to get him, fly him in tonight sometime. So that's kind of where we're at, but we're excited to be playing in the tournament, and our guys have prepared themselves well the last couple of days.
The two teams met last Wednesday, with the Tigers pulling out a 57-56 come-from-behind win in Columbia. Tip-off for today's game is at noon, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Some Texas teams that have already played their first tournament games. 7-seeded Baylor held on to beat pesky TCU 76-68 last night in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. The Bears, who have won 8 of their last 9, advanced to play number 2-seed Oklahoma in today's quarterfinals. Marcus Smart scored 18 points to lead 7th-seed Oklahoma State to an 80-62 victory over 9th-seeded Texas Tech. And tonight, the Texas Longhorns take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Tip-off for that one is at 8:30. In the professional game last night, the Dallas Mavericks looked to get back on the winning track with a win at the Utah Jazz.
And then a screen left by Dirk. Ellis lays it off to Dirk for a right wing three. Good! As he hit the deck over Derek Favors.
Dirk Nowitzki scored 31 points, moving into sole possession of the number 12 spot on the all-time NBA scoring list as the Mavericks edged the Jazz 108-101. Nowitzki made 12 of 14 from the field in all 4 of his three-point attempts to help the Mavs stamp a 3-game road losing skid. Down in San Antonio, the surging Spurs were hosting the Portland Trailblazers at the AT&T Center.
6 to shoot. Patty's got to do something in a hurry. Works around a splitter screen. Left wing 3. Good night. Patty Mills starts the fourth quarter off in fine fashion.
And Mills would finish with 15 points as the Spurs rolled to their 8th straight win, 103-90. San Antonio remains the best team in the NBA at 48-16. Both the Spurs and the Mavericks will have the night off. The Houston Rockets return to action as they visit the Chicago Bulls at 6. The L.A. Lakers have ruled Kobe Bryant out for the remainder of the season after a re-examination of the veteran guard's injured knee showed it hadn't healed all the way. Bryant has been sidelined since December 17th with a fracture in his left knee. He also missed the Lakers' first 19 games while recovering from a torn Achilles. The Denver Broncos have added an impact player to their defensive pass rush. DeMarcus Ware, who was cut by the Dallas Cowboys on Tuesday, was signed by the Broncos to a 3-year deal worth $30 million. Elsewhere, the New York Jets and wide receiver Eric Decker have agreed to a 5-year, $36 million contract, and the New England Patriots have reportedly inked cornerback Darrell Revis for 1 year and $12 million. Brent Musburger and Jesse Palmer will be the guys in the booth when the SEC Network launches next fall. The Hall of Fame sportscaster and the former Florida quarterback have each reached an agreement with ESPN to be the lead college football game commentators on the new network. The pair will kick off the season with Texas A&M at South Carolina on the SEC Network Thursday, August 28th. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we've been voted the best of the Brazos by you for 10 years in a row.
That's because we bring quality floors, lighting, granite, and furnishings together in one easy location.
At prices that won't be beat.
Come in today and see what a difference having a design center will make in your home.
And remember, at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the largest selections at the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
Hi, my name is Misty Johnson. My family and I are excited to be this year's March of Dimes Ambassador family. When my son Davin arrived over 3 months early, weighing just over 2 pounds, we were terrified for our family. With the research that March of Dimes funds, our little boy received crucial treatments that saved his life. On Sunday, April 27th at the Research Park, my family will be walking in celebration of our healthy, beautiful children. Please join us and others affected by the mission at this fun family event. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Thanks for helping babies.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible, and right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company, or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. Fox News probably going to talk about this morning, because the Wall Street Journal is reporting that U.S. investigators say that this Malaysian Airlines flight stayed in the air for about 4 hours past the time that it reached its last confirmed location.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that creepy?
This thing just continues. I mean,
over 5 days now.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, the Malaysians are trying to cover themselves, saying they've got nothing to hide. But, you know, they've talked about the pilots. We started with the two people. We found out about...